All right, Wednesday evening, 3/1/23. We're going to look at, this is a AGF, Deceivers in the Last Days. Turn to Titus. Pick up with verse 10 there. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. All right, I'm just going to read to you. I wrote my thoughts down here. I've been feeling a disturbance concerning the so-called truther movement. It's like a dividing line that's coming. Most say they are Christians, but they have psychics, tarot card readers on their platforms. It seems that we are being bombarded with an alternative gospel. You know, the old gospel, the good old time religion, that ain't good enough anymore, you know. All we grew up believing suddenly has all been wrong, and now all of this new stuff is coming in. Think about it. Also, all these benevolent off-world people that love God the same way we do are helping us with all their new and improved ways, just like our former programming proclaims. The Jetsons, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, Men in Black, etc., and on it goes. Well, we grew up with our whole life. Some say that all the gods worshipped are the same, whether they are Christian or Muslim or Hindu. That's a big one. Even people that profess to be spirit-filled Christians and have a personal walk with their Father are saying this. Well, in the beginning, everybody worshipped the same God. It's the devil that came in and distorted and this and that and so. Well, yeah. Some say, okay, already read that. I cannot go along with that. It bothers me. Remember what Indiana Jones and the lady with were strapped to the pole? Remember when the Raiders of the Lost Ark, he said, don't look. He told her to close her eyes and don't look. That's what the Nazis were doing. Don't look. All right. That's the way I feel. Don't look, Ethel. It's getting to that, to where is there anybody sane in the bunch? Is there anybody that's not embracing? It's getting bigger and bigger with all the tarot card readers. Tarot by Janine. Now she's a more authoritative voice in the movement than anybody, even God. Yeah. All right. This is how I feel about it. A real defining is taking place. The truthers are just a big psyop, just like the other scam. Okay? It's the same as the deep state propaganda. I think it's just as deadly. All right. They've been infiltrated to a great degree, I believe. They'll come out like they're going to do some great thing, and for a while they do good, and all of a sudden they're bad again. They're bad, and you're thinking, when did that happen? Like the ones that did the 2,000 mules? Yeah. All right, have you noticed the sewage is running full force out of everywhere? It's a cesspool. I think about Charles Caps and Time of the End, where you couldn't stick your toe out. lest you'd be in complete darkness. And I'm thinking, Lord, it's just, I feel that pressure of just being more defined and more like, who can you even listen to? I can count on one hand people that I trust. Another fallacy coming forth is reincarnation. All religions, supposedly in the beginning, taught reincarnation. I'm going, where is there in the Word of God that it says anything about reincarnation? And that somebody dying and come back as somebody else, isn't that what reincarnation is? Here's my conclusion to all of this, as I've just read to you. Instead of stopping in the middle, the pendulum has swung completely into the ditch on the other side. All right, Matthew 15. Verse 1, it says, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread? And he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. That's kind of like, you know, what used to be evil or what used to be good is now evil. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In fact, there's even videos out by the Galactics. I've never listened to any. I'm not going to listen to any. I don't care about the Galactics. I don't care what they have to say. As far as I'm concerned, they're AI. Just like that little boy that was communicating with that artificial intelligence, and that artificial intelligence said, I'm descendant of the Nephilim. Well, when the Nephilim died, they became demons. That's the evil spirits, or so the book of Enoch says. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, it's not that which goes into the mouth that defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. In other words, it's their thinking. It's what they are embracing. But what does the deep state do? Or even the truther movement? So many of them have so many dadgum commercials on all kinds of herbs and all kinds of elixirs you ought to invest your money in to keep you safe, to keep you well, clean up your water, clean up your food. It's coming from every quadrant. But I don't hear anybody saying anything about the Word of God. Not anybody. It's all this outward stuff. No, it's those thought processes right there. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? And he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. I tell you, that's what I'm saying. Lord, these people that are not of you, weed them out of here. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Fits, doesn't it? Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. I'm not going to read that part, just that part right there. Well, no, I'll go ahead. I guess I'm supposed to. I wrote it down. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. It's kind of like when Jesus told the disciples, they were the Pharisees was coming against him. And they were asking, is it because we didn't get any bread? I had the Lord say that to me one day. You're talking about bread? And I'm talking about thoughts. I'm talking about doctrines. I'm talking about things that hinder you in your mind. And you're thinking some natural thing. See? That's just what they want you to think. That's just the way the devil operates. Get you, like we like to call, chasing your tail. And you never catch it. You just, nyeh. When all of it has to do with those thoughts that are bombarding, this trash that's coming forth, this stuff, you're just going, holy moly. Used to be there was a lot of quality documentaries and all kinds of things on YouTube and different places. Now you can hardly find anything. It's all being shut down. One thing we must remember about a deceiver is this. They are deceived. If a Christian does not have a personal walk with the Lord, they're the most vulnerable. They swing from one side to the other. See, that's why they cling to these things. Well, you know, we were over here, but now we've swung over here. The appearance of good and right and all this, diet, whatever. Anything to try to self-preservation because they don't have a personal walk. And because they don't have a personal walk, they're going to be easily deceived. Just like the disciples here. What about food? What about bread? It was about the doctrine of the Pharisees. It was the propaganda machine of the day. That's what the problem was. That's the problem today. People might have come out of a dark place, but they've swung right over here and walked back right into the darkness. See, this line is just, it's a tightrope. All right, Matthew 24. You know, Jesus talked about it. Verse 1 there. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. These people are saying, this is the gospel. I mean, this is the truth. You know, because what we have is so inadequate. And it's been so messed with that there's just so much more. You shall hear of wars, rumors of war, so that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. What are we facing right now? For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. Are we reading our newspaper? Are we reading the news? Or is this today? Sounds like today to me. And these are the beginnings of sorrows. I'm thinking, just the beginning? I can't hardly stand it now. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. All right, deceive, what does it mean? Deceive here. Out of the Strong's, it's 4105, 4106. Cause to roam from safety, truth or virtue. It's getting you off the word, getting off the word, getting off the word on the turret by Janine or whoever else. She's not the only one. There's many. many. Oh, but we can use magic for good too. They've lied to you about that. Since when? I was trying to read the first book in the Apocrypha, and I'm telling you, it's just a repeat of Kings and Chronicles. I'm going, I see why they left it out. Maybe there's a reason. Boring. I think I've read 3 chapters, and I can't pick it back up. I'm like, ugh, so boring. Just somebody else's account of the same thing. That's what the Gospels are. Two or three accounts of the same thing. All right. A few scriptures here. 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. You know, I think about how much the Word of God has helped me in my life. And if this is all that there is, isn't it enough? I mean, I've received healing from this. I've learned how to walk by faith. I've learned how to become what God has called me to be. All with this inadequate book, they say, that's inadequate. Hold on to it with all of your might. Do not let anybody tell you discord it. Okay, Ephesians 4:14. Some may mean well, they're just deceived. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Introducing tarot cards. Saying, oh, it's okay. We use good magic. You know, white witches, it's good magic. But bad witches, black magic. No. It's all the same devil behind all of it. Will anybody tell you anything different, ever? 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. It's always been around. It's always been there. Do not let go of the Word of God no matter what they tell you. That is just what the evil one is after. He comes to steal the word that is sown in your heart and replace it with an alternative. I've been asking the Lord about some of these things that I've been hearing, and I've not gotten any answers. I mean, we want to be open, but not to the point that we get deceived. Here's what deceiver is in the Strong's. Mind misleader. Seducer, roving as a tramp, an imposter or misleader. All right, 2 John chapter 7. There's a lot of scriptures, a bunches. For many deceivers are entered into the world. who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. I remember old Dean Odell out of, where is he from? Anyway, he said, if one of them melon heads walk up to you, you better be saying to him, has Jesus Christ come in the flesh? I thought, yeah, for sure. He knows about the fake alien invasion. All right, have you ever noticed that your viewing is becoming less and less? It's getting narrower, almost like a weeding out process. Well, for the first thing is probably nobody's getting any intel. They're, you know, right now they're under heavy, you know, going in and doing things. And so there's not a lot of intel coming forth, so therefore there's not anything to be said. So a lot of their stuff is clickbait. Get you to come to their channel. Just think about that. All right, 2 Corinthians 6:8. I don't want to be like Indiana Jones at that pole, but I'm telling you what, it's getting to where you just want to close your eyes. You don't want to hear anything else. You don't want to see anything else. You're just ready for it to be over. All right, 2 Corinthians 6:8 says, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. As deceivers. Oh gosh. Ephesians 5. Verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Yeah. Right here, deceive. Well, this is, let me read Ephesians. That was Ephesians. Deceive here means to cheat or delude. Can you see how they're trying to delete the gospel? It's not enough. I've heard someone say, well, I don't even read it anymore. You know, they've taken out so much. All right. Just throw it away. It's no good. It's incomplete. Yeah. They've lied about everything. You know, we got all this new information. And it's getting wilder by the minute, I'm telling you. All right. Hold on to the word that Paul told Timothy as if your life depends on it, because it does. What I read to you earlier. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Like I said, there's all kinds of scriptures. I didn't pick them all. I just picked a few. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and then the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, I think it's pretty fallen. I think we're seeing it. I've never seen it like this, ever. All right, deceive there means to seduce wholly, like wholly. I mean, we got men that think they're women. This is so disgusting. They stain their clothes to look like they are having periods. I mean, this is how ridiculous it's getting. And they want feminine product machines in the men's bathroom. I'm going, you talk about a twisted sister. I mean, I'm telling you. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. It's going completely to the extreme. Putting these old pedophiles in a little dressing room with a little girl. What's wrong with these people? 2 Peter 2:13. Well, let's just start with 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not ready an accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to write in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart that have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they... I'm just going, Lord, help us. Help us. It's painful to watch this process. All right, a few more scriptures. Romans 16. I mean, we're talking about people that were going to be preachers, been to Bible school, all these kind of things, talking all this crap. Romans 16, 17, and 18. Now beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrines that you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. All right here in the Strong's, deceiving, this delusion. Delusion. A lot of delusion. All right, with that, turn to 2 Thessalonians. This is starting with verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You know, before I think it was right around the time of when they allowed same-sex marriage, Obama had some kind of satanic ceremony in that garb. Wasn't it in Colorado? At that Mile High Stadium. I'm thinking, maybe the portal was open that day and all hell started coming in on this nation, because it was certainly a turning point in our nation. All right. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I'll tell you, there's probably going to be a lot of movies made and documentaries made on what he did. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. See what I mean? They're deceivers, but they are, first of all, deceive themselves. They're believing a lie. They're believing everything Satan has promised them, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All right, the deceiver is first deceived. Satan is deceived. He thinks he's actually going to win. No matter what they say or how they present themselves, don't be deceived by their cunning words and craftiness. Because they just lie in wait to deceive. That's their whole game. All right, Revelation 12. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. We can certainly tell. They are on a mission to deceive. Chapter 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Yeah, all the fires. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of these those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Now we know this is a television here. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast would be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. This is this beast system that we've been under. Have you ever seen it so blatant? Would you have ever thought it got to this place? Just a few years ago, would have never thought this. Up until about till the scandemic started, we would have never dreamed of the things that are happening. We would have never dreamed. I remember after the decision by the Supreme Court for same-sex marriage, the next thing started coming was Obama was trying to get it to where transgenders can go into the women's bathroom. And I was going, oh my God, we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's nothing compared to where we're sitting today. That was 2015, right? Was it 15? Yeah, that's when we started making the petitions. That's when the Lord began to tell us. I said, Lord, we're in trouble. All right. 2 Corinthians 11. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Oh, they sound good. They sound convincing. And they act like they really want to help people. I heard somebody the other day say, yeah, this psychic prayed for these people and their little kid got healed. And they talk about how wonderful they are. Lying signs and wonders. One God. Yeah. If you know the voice of the Savior and follow him, you'll make it. Just plain and simple. But we're going to have to follow him closely like we've never followed him before, which has become evident. Because people you thought were people that kind of had it all together are getting out there. They're being deceived. Tell you what, when you start putting these other things above what you already know, you'll get yourself into trouble. All right, John 10. I will say this about some of those that are still asleep about some things. Maybe they won't go to the other side, but, you know, there's some of them that they're kind of awake, but they've got their doctrines and things, and they're sticking with them. Well, they need to. At least they're, you know, kind of staying within the confines of how they were raised as a Christian, as opposed to giving into all this garbage that's come. Okay, I can't see that believing them would be better. All right, John 10:1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. That's important. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It's going to be hard for those that do not have this kind of relationship with the Lord. They're going to be listening to those. Well, what's Janine have to say? What does her card say today? I'm telling you, there's people that they, to them, that's the gospel. Yeah. And what's sad about it, they kind of are pretty accurate. That's why people are following them. I'm thinking, boy, how has the church fallen? All right, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Not tumultuous waters, still waters. He restoreth my soul. Peace of mind. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's leading us. Let peace make the call in this hour. Eve was at peace until the serpent showed up with an alternative word that caused her to betray God. Paul said his one fear was that just as the serpent beguiled Eve, that you would also be deceived or beguiled. This is my last thought here. I believe we are going down to the end where we can't even stick our toe out. The wicked are being forced into the light more and more. And what gives me comfort is Satan is a deceiver. That means he is deceived. Because he is deceived, he always overplays his hand.